Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
I'm joined now by broadcaster and hotelier Noel Cunningham. Good morning, Noel.
A very good morning to you, Brendan. And it is a rather sad week and it's a sad morning. And I would not, as a rule, speak about probably what we're about to speak about, unless I kind of somehow feel from my own experience that you somehow give hope and a bit of encouragement to people as well.
Absolutely. And look, I think we're all a bit mindful of road safety at the moment. And back to that tweet from the guards there, I think we're like, even if a lot of us aren't speeding or drinking or anything, we're mindful of distraction and how something can happen in an instant and how it changes so many lives. So I think it might be useful for us to have this conversation. So Noel, you lost your sister Mary and your brother-in-law Donal in a car crash. What happened?
They were coming home from my mother's birthday party, my late mother now, and there were those wonderful people who had a great argument every evening before they went out because one of them was going to be the driver and not drinking and vice versa. So that particular night, it was my sister's turn to drink Club Orange or whatever. They were coming home, and sadly, just as they approached Donegal Town, an oncoming car hit them head on. It was driven by an Italian gentleman and his partner. And as you say, and so poignantly put it, in a split second, lives are changed forever. And the only comforting thing I can say, looking back years later, is that out of that dreadful, dreadful experience and that dreadful tragedy, we've had blessings in abundance. And I speak often about Mary and Donal because I feel that you can't allow special people to die twice, and they die twice if we don't speak about them and don't keep talking about them, and also for their children, and also in the hope that something you say might in fact help someone, or maybe even make someone reflect that, gosh, I'm going to watch my driving. You know, you never know how sort of the uttered word can actually help.
Yeah. Okay. So if we go through then some of the ripples and the knock-on effects across the family and down the years. So for starters, Donal and Mary's three children ended up in hospital too, didn't they?
Absolutely. And my sister, because there was a whole sort of sequence of events prior to the accident that meant my sister, the family were traveling in a small car that wasn't actually their own car, because their new station wagon was sort of going to be was left in for a service for the following morning, and they collected a smaller car at the garage to travel home in. Both Gareth, Niamh and Tanya, and my sister Geraldine, and another family member as well, they were all seriously injured in the accident. My nephew Gareth was the only one of the family that actually attended his parents' funeral. He came out of hospital to attend that. And, you know, it's almost impossible to describe to people who haven't had such a tragedy just how it does kind of permeate lives, and how it can, you know, every single aspect of your life for years afterwards is impacted. And even now, all these years later, you know, and it's almost, you know, in a nutshell, almost 30 years now, it's as fresh as if it were yesterday. And yet, going back to what Mrs. McSweeney said yesterday, that extraordinary woman, I mean, she said that the strength of support and care and love and compassion that she got from the community, you know, was just greater than their grief. You know, what a woman, what an extraordinary statement. And, you know, up here in Donegal, it's you know, almost a year, Brendan, since you and I were talking. I was in Medjugorje. We were talking about the dreadful tragedy over at Chrislaw. And, you know, this week around Donegal, you can almost sense that same darkness because the effect of those young people's death and the crash in Cashel a few days later has had such a profound effect on people. And if I was to take any hope or any sort of comfort from it, I travel, I'd be out and about a lot. And every time I've gone into a petrol station to buy a coffee or get petrol or whatever, I'm touched deeply by the fact that young people behind the counter, them all sort of leaving cert students or students about to go back to college, they all unprompted mention those young people in a supportive and sad way. And it's just, it makes it all rather special that, you know, we do live in a country that still has care and support, compassion and kindness. We are unique in that respect.
Yeah, we absolutely see the power of community at a time like this, don't we, Noel?
And that got us through, you know, that helped us so much because everywhere we went, and I always learned that lesson, which is rather special, don't feel you have to go up and make an eulogy when you meet a friend who's had a tragedy, just to approach them and sometimes just give them a hug and say nothing. We saw the power of silence in Clonmel the other evening when, you know, you could hear a pin drop as the candles lit and blowing in the wind, and that beautiful silence, if you can use that word at such a time. And the same in Cashel when they had that beautiful remembrance for the family, the grandparents and child who was killed. It's, you know, we are wonderful people. And as
and
I say,
Noel, I ask you, in terms of how people move on after this, and obviously community, as you say, very, very important. But there must be so many emotions and thoughts flying around in a family at a time like this of blame and guilt and what ifs and all of that. How did you get past all that as a family?
Well, you know, sometimes somebody in the family is going to be the powerful one and kind of keep you on track. And that is certainly true. And I remember my mother coming into a room where a lot of us immediate family were seated. Can't remember the exact circumstances, and she, in a very, very profound way, had a look at all of us and kind of in so many words said, look guys, what are you crying about? What are you crying for? You're crying maybe, you know, you're feeling sorry for yourselves. There are children and your sister's in hospital and there are people affected. We need to, you know, be strong. We need to get up and move on. And for me personally, I remember something that, you know, I was driving through Donegal town with my mother on the morning of the funerals on the way to my sister and Donal's house. And I remember people putting out, you know, remember when they used to put out the things outside newsagents with the front page on them and, you know, people were opening up shops and life was sort of normal. And I just wanted to get out on the diamond and scream, what's going on here? How can you do this? How can you be normal? Look at, you know, but gradually, and they say time is a great healer. Time does heal. Blessings will come. And I always think that sometimes in the depths of grief, we can shut people out, shut the people out who have gone before us, because they are around us, and I so firmly believe that. And there's no easy answer. You just, by support and love, and then in Ireland we have faith as well, which does help, you know.
And I think in a lot of situations like this, forgiveness can be an important thing. And you did meet Was it the mother of the driver you met in the hospital, Noel?
I did. I certainly, and forgive me, sometimes I just, even as I say, years later, you can be a little bit emotional. Yes, I did. And she had flown in from Genoa. And I remember her, clutching at my clothing and saying, I'm sorry. And, you know, at that point, you just think, look, you know, that kind of sorrow, you're not looking for that. You know, nobody went out that evening. My family were going to a lovely celebration. That young Italian couple were going out to have, you know, an evening in Donegal town, have a bite to eat, you know. Being bitter or being angry or demanding apologies or feeling that you were owed an apology, look, it wasn't going to help. And I can say about my nieces and nephew, they are such fine young people. I imagine that to this day, you know, if that lady appeared, they would, you know, be gracious. We don't discuss it because you don't discuss those sort of things. It's mm-hmm. unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly know from my own personal experience and a lot of aspects of my life that to hold a grudge or bitterness or anger, you know, that does not help yourself. It doesn't help your immediate family. It doesn't help those who are grieving. And it certainly, you know, you have to sometimes tune in to the terrible pain that the other side, there was another side to our accident in a few of these major tragedies in the last few days.
We won't relate this back to any of the tragedies in the last week.
Yeah.
Noel, can I ask you finally? So Gareth, Niamh and Tanya, obviously, like the idea that two of them didn't get to go to their own parents' funeral and losing their parents so young and everything, I suppose something like this does not have to ruin their lives, but it changes everyone's life, really, does it?
There is no doubt about it. I mean, these sort of tragedies, and people might be listening now and say, what an extraordinary thing to say. But I believe it. I believe it so strongly because I've been that spectator, I've been that participant, I've been on the perimeter, I've been at the heart of it. And there is no doubt about it that we come out of it changed without doubt, but actually better. You know, it makes us look at life in a slightly different way and in a more positive way. It makes us appreciate more in a strange sort of a way. It makes us maybe, and I've seen it, as I say, my admiration for my nephew and nieces and my other family is beyond words. I mean, they are strengthened every moment, every day by that experience in a very positive way.
Okay, so look, I mean, there's a long road ahead of a lot of people this weekend, but I suppose it's useful for them to hear that there, you know, there is a future and everything. And I think for the rest of us, let us reflect on that now and the impact of that one moment on a family and still echoing there 30 years on. Noel Cunningham up in Donegal, thank you very much.
A pleasure. Thank you to all your listeners as well.
We'll take a break.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.